reason why, where do we move from 15th Street? I don't know. I think Gail and Michael were having troubles because by now they had four kids, and the scene at the strip was getting a little, you know, it was getting really dicey. It was getting to be a lot of trouble.
Speed and guns coming in. Yeah. I remember.
And places were being bombed and burned down, and actually I think the city was trying to move the hippies out of the district.
Yeah, the developers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they were, as you follow the historic trail, it looks like they had a real vested interest in making some of those houses disappear, because some of them were it wasn't historic designation, but they couldn't redo the land.
Yeah.
As long as the house was there. So if it burned down.
Mm-hmm. So it just wasn't a good place to be anymore. So Joe and I got our first apartment by ourselves. Well, not our first apartment. I guess really it was our second, but it was in that duplex there on Matthews Avenue when we tied into the little Five Points area. And Joe was one of the founders of the Bond Credit Union. I mean, the whole Bond neighborhood. And we looked at Inman Park, but we could not afford. Even the houses were going for $10,000, but we couldn't afford $10,000.
Yeah.
So we couldn't buy a house in Inman Park, and besides, it was really dicey there. You know, everything was a flop house, and lots of homeless people in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how we moved into the little Five Points area, then by moving into Matthews Avenue. And so that's all pretty documented too, I guess, because your memory's probably as good as mine of those days.
Well, we're interested in extending into Little Five because we're following the counterculture. Seemed to have very naturally, because
it did move there, and it seemed like the people from the strip, more and more of us, you'd see the same faces than in the little mm-hmm. Five Points neighborhood, and sort of took it away from the hobos and bums.
Yeah.
And it was, I think, the hippies from the strip were the first.
Well, I think by that time people were starting to settle down a little bit and want to make a homestead as best they could. So it was like, well, if we're here, we got
rent was cheap.
Yeah, rent was cheap. And then the people that were having kids and stuff were starting to get us interested in the schools and
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
get involved in them.
Some more?
No, that's yours.
Oh, I don't have it. Yeah, so it was a nice natural progression. And it felt to me like a continuation of the same.
Yeah.
Because it was pretty anonymous, the people in the strip. I mean, it was just a bunch of people, but I couldn't tell you 10 people that I knew from those days.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to Michael and Gail. There were a bunch of musicians that were traveling through the 12th Gate and the... there was another place. What was the other one? 12th Gate, and there
bottom
was
of the barrel.
Bottom of the Barrel. There were a number of musicians that would stay with us when they were there because Joe was playing at those places,
yeah.
And Michael was a music wannabe. He didn't play anything, but he was very active and involved, and I think Gail's brother was a musician or something. So there was a lot of musicians that would stay with us in the house on 15th Street, but I don't know any of the people from those days. And but I do remember the early days of Little Five Points. It was a lot of the same folks. Mm-hmm.